Big event this weekend in downtown and really all around the city. It is the 15th annual Baltimore Running Festival. There'll be a kids relay, a full and half marathon, and a 5K. WBAL News Radio 1090 will be bringing you the event live on Saturday, so be sure to join us. So many great stories about who's running, why they're running. Nikki Jackson will be taking off in the 5K for Team BISM, which is the Blind Industries and Services of Maryland. Nikki is blind, and you can feel free to be in awe of her right now. She joins us to talk more about it. Nikki, thanks for being with us.
Not a problem. Happy to be here.
So 5Ks are great, right? Not too long, not too short, just right, aren't they?
Exactly. Just enough to get the blood pumping and get the adrenaline going and definitely a great way to start off the day.
Which is why I just checked the website. They're sold out for the 5K, so you'll have a full crew running with you. So are you a runner? I mean, do you run a lot? Is this your mode of exercise?
I will say this. I am pretty active. Running is not one of the things, but I do kind of do a light jog during the 5K, if you will. So I definitely want to get to a point where I am a full-blown runner one day, but not this race.
Okay. If you can't see with your eyes, how mm-hmm. do you manage this? That's what everyone is kind of trying to imagine.
What I do is I use a white cane. It's a straight white cane, and I use different techniques to navigate through the race. And my cane gives me all of the information needed to get through the race. So my cane lets me know if there's a person in front of me or when I need to turn down a certain part to get to another part of the race. Any obstacle that may get in the way, my cane is going to let me know. So my cane kind of serves as my eyes.
Okay, so you're really good with the cane because you're an instructor, right?
Yes.
At the Blind Industries and Services.
At least I think I am.
I've been told you are. Is anyone going to be with you? Does anyone cheer you on? Is anyone sort of assisting you in any way?
Oh, no assistance. None at all. My students and my colleagues will be right. You know, we'll all be participating in the race. And for a lot of my students, it's their first time, you know, participating in this type of activity. So, you know, it'll definitely be some instruction with showing them, you know, this is how you use your cane during a race, and these are different techniques to help you navigate. But as far as assistance, nope, none at all.
What about other people?
Oh,
what about other sighted people who don't understand or who have never seen that before?
It's the perfect time at that moment to just educate. And honestly, that's what has happened in the past. You know, people always have questions at the end of the race and, you know, like you said, they're kind of amazed, but once we kind of tell them like, hey, you know, this is our cane and we're no different from anyone else, it's a really great moment because they're educated at that moment and they see us as, oh, you know, they're just like us. They just happen to do things a little bit differently.
As I understand, I mean, your other senses kind of work probably more keenly maybe than those of us who can see with our eyes. So what do you hear when you're running in a 5K?
People tend to think, oh, because, you know, you lose one sense, the other, like you imagine.
Yeah, that's what we've all kind of heard.
They are super, super strong, but it's not that they're, you know, super strong. It's just that we tend to use these senses more to compensate for not using our vision. And so the information that you would see if you were running the race, you know, you would scan what's in front of you. You would see things like people going beside you. You would, you know, see maybe the officers or whoever kind of marshaling, you know, through different checkpoints of the race. We get that same information, except it's auditory. We can hear people, you know, walking and running beside us. We can hear the radios of the officers standing at different checkpoints, you know, different things like that. So it's the same type of information, only difference we're just processing it a little bit differently.
And I'm sure the same kind of motivation where people are screaming at you at the finish line, right?
Oh, yeah, and that's always, like, really, I don't know, just gets the adrenaline going, and it's really exciting to hear everybody cheering for you. And even out on the sidelines, you know, going through the different neighborhoods, people are kind of cheering us on, so that's really great.
That's awesome. Nikki Jackson, thank you so much for joining us, and good luck on Saturday in your 5K.
Thank you so much.